I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Tragedy in the DR Congo strikes at the heart of the Christian community. Meanwhile, Ramadan starts today. How can Christians pray for Muslims? First, 70 Christians were found beheaded in a church in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Islamic State affiliates reportedly kidnapped these believers during two raids in a Christian village in mid-February. Then, the terrorists took the kidnapped believers to a church, where they slaughtered them. According to Open Doors, some families have not been able to bury their dead because of insecurity. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says,
there's over 100 different rebel groups that are active in eastern Congo, including radical Islamic State-based entities that are doing some of the most horrific acts against Christians primarily.
One Open Door analyst says the Islamic State affiliates want to wipe out Christianity in the DRC.
Their interests are twofold. They are taking natural resources out, but it's also to spread jihadist form of Islam in this part of Congo.
The DRC is full of natural resources that could fund terrorist endeavors.
They're hopeful that Christians will just scurry out of these areas and they'll ultimately take it over. The extraction of all of these people, it makes it that much easier for them to take the gold, cobalt, and the diamonds.
Pray for peace between people groups. Kelly says attacks like these can spark tribal tension, which can then escalate into ethnic war. Next, Bibles for the World is making plans to support the church in Laos after a groundbreaking evangelistic event there drew many souls to Christ. John Podaiti says 7,000 New Testaments and 50,000 Gospels of John were distributed at the rally.
So this was very, very exciting to have an opportunity to provide God's word in a restricted access country like Laos, a country where there are over 126 unreached people groups as well.
Podaiti and his colleagues recently met with a group of Laotian Christians who had begun translating scripture into seven of those people groups. BFTW is now partnering with them to distribute the Gospel of Luke into every household where these languages are spoken. Podaiti says doing so legally is a chief aim of Bibles for the World.
My father, the founder, always said, this is the book of the King of Kings. We're going to take it in through the front door, not through the back door.
Please pray for both Bible translation and distribution in Laos, where political, linguistic, and social barriers abound. Podaiti says this is the reason so many people remain unreached.
And that's the role that we need to play, is finding those ways to overcome those barriers or plow through those barriers and get God's word and the message of salvation through Jesus Christ into the hands of these people.
And finally, today marks the first day of Islamic fasting, Ramadan, and it is a significant time for Muslims to reflect on their walk with Allah. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says,
there will be an increased amount of interest in Iranians and all Muslims for spiritual things, for truth, for discussion on subjects like how do we talk to God? How do we know he's heard us? What does a healthy prayer life look like?
Many approach these questions through the lens of Islam, but often feel unsatisfied. This presents an opportunity to explore these topics with them and share biblical teaching.
I would love for people to understand the genuineness of most Muslims' pursuit of God and truth. And in that process, for there to be an empathy and a vision that is tied into the Great Commission to reach them.
Most Muslims sincerely seek to please God. However, Islam often emphasizes earning Allah's acceptance through works, leaving many yearning for the grace found in Christ. This longing creates an open door for the gospel to reach their hearts. Pray that during Ramadan, many Muslims will be open to encountering Christ. To learn more, visit missionnews.org.
Muslims are very often seeking God in the most generic sense. And as they seek him, very often Jesus reveals himself to him.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.